At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Appreciate you joining, man. I really do. I'm super excited to get a chance to connect with you, as I've been doing with so many people, man. You're my fourth one today. back to back.
Hey, man, I love it, man. Working back hard, to brother. Back.
Nah, today is the day. I was like, I got four back to back to back. And then after Ooh. The third one, I was like, I got one more. But we're gonna push it through. You're gonna get the same energy I gave them, man. So what I like to do with this podcast, man, is it's a couple of things. I always like to have deep reflections with my own thoughts, but also I like to get people on to share stories, their experiences, who they are, what they do. And so same to you, you get the platform with that today. So who are you to the world? What do you do? What drives you? What is your story?
So I would say I'm Kaden. I'm 29. From Beaufort, South Carolina. I'm a retired vet now, which is crazy at 29, like fully retired. It's a blessing. But so right now I'm taking the time to follow my dreams. I'm into music production now. So we working on that, man. And just getting closer to God, man. That's really it right now, brother.
Yeah, well, that's first of all, that's beautiful. We the same age too, so I don't feel too young. I don't feel too old, man. Yeah. I had somebody on the other day; they was 26, and I was like, "Oh man," I started reflecting.
Yeah,
I was thinking what I was doing at 26, man. So fully retired military. Yes.
Yes, sir.
What branch did you serve?
I was in the Air Force.
In the Air Force. Okay, what got you to doing that?
Honestly, the decision was just for my family, man, just to help take care of my family. That was the whole decision for me, brother.
Yeah. So did you go to Air Force at what, 18? Like one of those
19.
Young... 19. You retired in 10 years?
What happened when your body get beat up, man?
Yeah, tell me, like, how? I'm trying to, like, I don't know how this works. I have no idea. Like, I hear fully retired. What does that mean?
I get paid to not be in the military anymore because my body is beat up very much. And you go through a lot of mental health things too, man. And they kind of compensate you for those things. So by the grace of God, man, they're taking care of me. So.
Okay. So what did you do in the Air Force exactly?
So that I can't really talk about because it's like confidential stuff. But I wish I could tell you so you could have a better story, though.
Sure. No, that makes sense. Well, you did it for 10 years. You're now fully retired, and we're in the music producing space. Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Have you always had a love for music?
Absolutely. Ever since I was little. So actually, my pops, he was a music producer before me, gotcha. And then I was born, so he gave it all up. But he still used to play around with it when I was young. So I fell in love with just how music is put together. And then I just love it, man. I love every little bit. It's kind of irritating because I listen to music in a way where a lot of people don't listen to it. And it's kind of annoying sometimes. I want to have that experience of just listening to music and not listening to how every single detail is put together, you know?
I mean, I feel like it's no different than the artists when they're trying to record a song. You know, when I can assume when an artist is recording and, you know, they got friends and family around, they're like, oh, this is a great song. And they're like, you know, actually take that off and move that. I just think when you're in that space, you just have a different ear. So when you say producer, what are we talking about? Like, what type of music would we like to produce?
So originally I was strictly just hip hop. And then I kind of went into the R&B lane. And then I just started experimenting with everything. So now I can do pretty much a bit of everything. I've done rock music. I've done country. I've done a lot of stuff, man.
I'm just into music.
I don't like country music. I can create it, though.
I'm like, who you listen to? I ain't gonna lie, it's some good country artists out there. Like, don't get me wrong.
There is.
Don't
I
act
know
like.
some. I love some. I have some country songs that I like, but just not one of my favorite genres to listen to.
Yeah, so you grew up on hip hop, so I gotta ask, man, like who did you grow up on?
So my favorite, I would have to say, is Andre 3000. That's just
Okay.
that's my goat. That's my goat. Tupac was there for a long time, but
Respect that.
Andre 3000 took it over, man. But I do listen to Rakim.
Okay.
I like Afrika Bambaataa, the old school, and
Yeah.
then all the way up to, Wu-Tang, of course, and then the Jay-Z's and the Outkast, of course, because I'm from the South, so we gotta rep for the South. Scarface, everybody did. I rep down South real hard, but I love New York rappers too, and the West Coast, because I'm a Kendrick
Dang,
fan
man.
too. And J. Cole, my favorite right now.
Oh, it's
You
time for
don't
the
like
also.
Kendrick?
Oh, you finna go left on the pod early.
No, okay.
So I mean, let me paint a whole picture before I get to
Okay.
my favorite artist, which I'm sure you know where this is going.
Yeah.
Wu-Tang, Scary Hours is one of my favorite songs
Okay, great one.
ever. So all the people that you mentioned into what you just mentioned, I salute. I'm also surprised I didn't, and I was just talking to somebody else about this. One of my favorite artists is Mos Def.
I love Most Def too, man. I
And
love
I
Most
was like, Mos Def doesn't get enough credit.
Def. Black Star, the whole Black Star, man.
Whole Black Star movement, but no, okay. So you like older hip hop? You mentioned Hove. You mentioned Scarface. I see where this is going. You mentioned Kendrick, and then you
Yeah.
mentioned Cole, but you didn't mention the GOAT, which is the man
Yeah.
up in Toronto, man. But we're not gonna do that. It's not about me. But Drake is my favorite artist, and he's been my favorite artist for a very long time. Obviously, 2024 was an interesting year. We
It
won't get
was
into
very.
we won't get into all that, but I still spend Family Matters. That's all I'm gonna say. We still spend
Family
Family Matters.
Matters. Family Matters is a great song, and it was fire, man. I couldn't it when I watched it. I was like, you know what, Kendrick, you must. I don't know what you gonna do after this, bro, because you kind of done after this. But I respected the whole thing, and I've come to. At first, I didn't really rock with Drake, but as Drake has gone on, I've come to respect Drake and what he do, man. Drake can get down, bro. I ain't gonna disrespect.
As a person, as a Kendrick fan, I can acknowledge that I gain a lot of respect for you right there.
Oh
I
yeah, for
respected you as a
sure.
man, but that just took you to like a whole nother level where I feel like
Oh yeah.
we can get somewhere now.
Oh yeah.
But it's okay. So you say your dad was a producer and had you, and he kind of just passed it on to you. What do you think is your goal with this? Like, what would you like? What is your vision for being a producer?
So right now, because of how long it's taken me to actually believe in myself, actually, and to actually, because I've had a lot of people over time tell me to just go ahead and put your stuff out, man. You talented, you this, and this. And I really just didn't have that belief in myself. So now it's just about releasing and putting it out anywhere, man. And just, I've done stuff for people on YouTube, like their YouTube intros or their background music. And so I'm doing that right now. I have so much music that I just want to release and release and release and release. And I'm trying to just get my music out there a lot because I do want to make it big at some point. But I just got to start putting in that work, man. I got a lot of work to put out. So it's just about shoveling it out, man.
What do you think was the struggle with believing in yourself? Was it just you in your head about it?
In your head, telling yourself, they don't want to hear. It's that imposter syndrome. You tell people, they don't want to hear what I do. They're not gonna like what I do. I don't sound like them, so it's not gonna sell because it don't sound like them. And it's just you try to tell yourself so many things to stop yourself from your greatness, man. And I'm getting out of it now, man.
No. So, you said YouTube intros. How did people start catching up on that? You just start posting music on YouTube. What you do, SoundCloud? How the hell do we do that? How we market it?
Honestly, I had some people. One of them was my lady at the time. She was a she does YouTube. So she was like, hey, I need a YouTube intro. And I was like, well, I got a whole vault full of music, so you can have whatever you want, honestly. And she was just like, I want something that's a little more me. So I was like, all right, I'm gonna make a little something for you. And then I did that, and a couple people heard it. And then I do have a song out with someone because they heard that I did that. So I got a song with someone, and then they put that out. And I started holding my music again, man. And but I just started putting it out with people. Then I started doing background music for people because that's easy to do. I don't have to do too much work with that. You can just make something simple. But I've just been doing that, brother. I'm just pumping it out.
Yeah, no, I always find producers and artists extremely neurotic and interesting when it comes to hoarding. I may and again, maybe it's because of the space I'm in. I think that I could be wrong. I think artists and producers, they try to find the perfect moment sometimes. Like when it makes sense to them, and it's your art, and I always respect people's art, but I've been like, dude, I got a couple of friends that are like rappers and artists, and I'm like, they'll send me a song they've been working on. I'm like, man, just put it out, man.
And you know,
I don't know if it's the time. I'm like, okay, so like, were you making a video for it? Nah, probably not. Well, then just put it out. Like, what we sitting on? What we waiting on, man? Like,
you talking to me even.
It, to me, is what I think was very interesting about music in today's time, because I just don't think albums are cohesive enough. I don't think albums focus on telling a story now. It's a lot of it's microwave.
I agree, just
So
exactly what you.
Future is a prime example. Future will drop two or three projects. Probably eight of the 25 songs I would like, but he just puts it out. And granted, Future's at his status, but I think especially if you're trying to be discovered, again, I'm not an A&R person. This is just my perception. I think you just have to put it out. One of my closest friends, he's a producer, man. He's been making beats for a long time. He got some great artists been working with, but we had to get on him about that. I'm like, bro, you got 200 beats just sitting here. But you
You
got
consider
unreleased
quiet, right?
songs that are sitting here. I'm like, dog, like what you about to put a compilation out? I'm like, what we doing? So I get it though. It's y'all art and I try to respect it, but it's like,
But you doing the right thing though, because if you don't tell him, he ain't gonna never drop it. Because I'm the same exact way, man. And you gotta just speak that life into them and let them know, man. Put your stuff out there. Nobody gonna hear it. You just making it, and nobody ever gonna hear it if you don't put it out, man.
Yeah, bro. Like that's to me that's that is wasting the gift that God has given you. I cannot rap. I'm not a rapper, but I'm telling you right now, if I was a rapper, I am dropping frequently. But I want you to see the growth in my music. Like one of my favorite artists outside of Drake and Mos Def is Larry June. You know who Larry June is?
Oh, Larry June, man, of
Yes,
course.
yes. So some people don't know, but again, somebody that I believe the reason why Larry June got big is because he went through a run where he was dropping so much music. From 21 to 23, Larry probably had three or four projects a year.
Oh, yeah.
And all it took was one or two or three songs each project. Oh, dang, man, Larry dropped again. Dang, Larry dropped it. Like, that's just how, and to me, I think that formula works with certain people. I don't think it worked for everybody. Some people, I understand. There's a guy in Compton who drops every 3 years, and it works for
Look,
him.
I agree with both concepts though, because consistency works,
Yeah, for sure.
but also quality will work too.
And I
Because
will
some
never
people take
knock
that
that.
time, some people take their time and say, you know what, I want to build that quality. And when I feel like the quality is there, I'll drop it. But see, it's with people like me who say, when it's quality, drop it. And then you don't never feel like it's quality, so you never drop. So I agree with both.
Yeah, no, and I think Kendrick is a, and I'm talking about Kendrick. Kendrick is like an anomaly in that situation because he is so talented. he can do that, and he's totally fine. But if you're not a Kendrick, you don't really have the space to do that. Like, what's that guy's name? LaRussell. He's from California too. He's like he does like freestyles and stuff.
Yeah, I know he's
yeah, big on independent, but like another prime example, man. Just like. Just dropping. I'll be honest with you. I have never heard of LaRussell album, but I know he be posting
me
his songs
neither.
All the time. He
But
posts
I
his
hear
songs
him
all the
all the
time.
time. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's it. So I mean, I know you got goals and different things of that nature. What does your 10-year outlook look like for you? Like what do you envision your life looking like as a person?
For me right now, it's gonna be a bunch of dropping music, I do want to get into acting. Some I've always been passionate about acting, and
Oh, word. Okay.
I think I'm about to jump into it, man, because that's something I know I can do that, man. I've been passionate about it since I was
A little
probably
kid.
younger than music, man, honestly. And I started
Yeah.
music when I was 7, 8 years old. That's something I want to get into. And then honestly, I don't know this for sure, but I've been having little pushes towards preaching some, but I don't know how you do that with music, to be honest. Because I've had some preachers come up and be like, you know, man, you would be a good preacher. And I'm like, oh, really? I don't see it, but if you see it, then maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, one thing I learned, man, sometimes God will have people tell you something until you actually listen to them.
Yeah.
And then that puts you in a conflict potentially because I just interviewed a gospel artist. Shout out to Jordan Oliver, and he was telling me about his experience with accepting the call fully.
Yeah.
Accepting the call fully, because he was trying to pretty much live two lives. He was going out on Saturday and singing on Sunday. And till he fully surrendered to the idea, I think that's why he became conflicted. And so I my mom used to tell me this all the time growing up too. I think you're meant to preach something. And I'm like, Mom, I don't see myself doing it behind the pulpit, and there's no disrespect to that. I just think I do also think people do project what they see you as without truly knowing what's in your heart. It is very possible that you could be a preacher. You could be.
I didn't see it, brother. I'm telling you now, I'm all about God, and I'm all about being in the Word. I'm all about all of that. But just, I know going up in front of people and doing that, God got to really call you for that, man. Just in my opinion, God got to really call you up there to speak through. Like, He got to speak through you for that, man. And I know for me, I ain't get it yet. So if I do, I'll be there, but I ain't get it yet.
He said, when I get the call, I'll show up, man.
Yes, sir.
But I also do think, though, seriously, though, that God will give you tidbits, and you will continue to ignore it until you do it yourself. So it sounds like you grew up in the church growing up. Was that like something really big for you
I
and your family?
started off in the church a lot, actually. And then once I started to get a little bit older, went away from it. And then when I joined the military, I was completely gone. And I would say more recently, I just started my journey on getting back closer to God, man. And it has been the most roller coaster ride I've ever been on in my life, but it's
Because it is.
fulfilling. Yeah, it is fulfilling, man. I would say God me so much, but to keep that faith and keep that trust in God is one of the most, man, it's a journey, man. That's the best way to describe it, is that journey, man.
Yeah.
But I'm on it for the
It's
long
a
haul, man.
lonely feeling, if that makes sense. It's not gonna make sense to nobody else but you. And I find myself in that space all the time, man. How did you reach out to me? Did you reach out to me via Instagram, or did you reach out to me through Threads? I forgot.
It was Threads. I remember we was on Threads.
Right. And so the funny thing is, man, I understand being in your head about things, and to kind of give you some more context about me, man. I've been podcasting for about 5, 6 years now, in different capacities. This is my third one individually, but I started off with me and my friends who were just messing around, but it gained some crazy traction very early with no cameras, just because we was on it. COVID happened. I was in a relationship I shouldn't have been in, and tried to live a life I shouldn't have lived, and just derailed that. We tried it again, then I moved to Chicago. But podcasting was always important to me, and what something that always connected with me was doing interviews. I steered away from that for a while because my ego would not allow me to want to ask people questions anymore. I wanted it to be more so about me, because I feel like I offer a lot to the world. You know what I mean?
Okay, I get you. Yeah.
Because everybody's like, man, your interviews are good. Like, oh man, like you should. No, bro. Like, I feel like I offer stuff. I've written books. I've done things. Like, I think my voice matters. But I got to a point, man, where I was like, man, I'm done. I'm done with all this. Like, I don't want to do any of this anymore. And I think right before I was finna fully quit, because I didn't record something. It was like August, September of this year. A couple weeks ago, I was on my phone, and I believe it was God voice. He's like, try again. That's what I heard. I started, try again. I didn't know what he meant, but then I went on Threads for some odd reason. I made a Threads last year, and I'm re paying attention to Threads, how it works. I'm like, man, I gotta kind of rebuild this thing, whatever, whatever. And I put out the post of having people join, and I got like 10, responses at first, and then 20, and then 30, and got over to 100 plus. And I was like, what we got going on here, man? People started giving me the emails. I started sending stuff out. I'm like, ain't nobody gonna respond back. Ain't nobody gonna take me serious. Mugs start getting booked up. I said,
Let me tell you what God do for you when he tell you
yeah.
go do something. He got that plan ready for you, man.
Yeah, so if you would have told me a month ago that I would have had 9 interviews in 1 weekend, could I have had 9 this weekend? Well, I will have
Ooh.
nine. I will have nine. No, I'm sorry, I'll have 7, 2 canceled. But I would have had 9. A month ago, I wouldn't have believed it. And all these conversations have really been great. Because you guys are all over. So I'm in St. Louis. You're in South Carolina, yeah?
Not in South Carolina. I'm actually in New York.
New York. Oh,
Yeah.
you're from South Carolina.
I live
Oh,
in New
you're in New
York.
York?
Yes,
Oh
sir.
man, what part, man? Hold on. We gotta, if you don't mind me asking, what part?
I'm on Long Island right now, man.
Long Island. Okay, there's Long Island and there's Staten Island.
If you ask me to describe New York to you, I have no idea, man. I've been here for like a year and I don't know nothing. I came
Man.
here for a lady, man.
Oh, so you're up there with a woman or for your girl?
Not anymore. But yeah. You know how that
Oh,
go,
it's gonna
man.
be fun. No, yeah, no, okay, hold on.
Oh
Hold
yeah.
on.
Oh
Hold
yeah, we
on.
can
Now,
get into it, bro.
yeah, now you get into it. So
Let's.
you went up there, for a woman.
Yes,
How
sir.
long were you guys were how long were you all together at that time before you moved up there?
2 years at that point.
Okay. And was she from New York?
Yes. She's from
So,
Haiti, but she lived when moved to New York when she was very young.
okay. And who idea was it for you to move up there?
So, you know who that was. So
No, I don't.
I
That's what I'm
tried.
asking. That's what I'm asking.
Oh, it was
Was your
her.
idea? Okay.
I tried to get her to
What's
come down south. She was not with it because New York, everybody think New York is the creme de la creme. And it's so expensive to live here, man. It's very
Yeah.
expensive. It ain't. I love New York and I love the people from New York, but New York is not, it
It's
ain't
overpopulated. It's
the,
overpopulated. It's expensive. So, okay.
overpopulated.
So, go. I'm sorry. Continue.
So I was saying it's
Overpopulated.
just overpopulated and overpriced, man.
No, for sure. So, okay. So you moved up there. I'm assuming y'all live together.
Yes.
I see where this is. I see where this is going. I see where this is going. Were you planning on proposing, or did you?
Yeah, I was planning on proposing. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we know how this story go, man.
Okay. Now, how far along were you from proposing before it ended?
That question I can't answer for you, because honestly, I'm gonna be honest, she not a bad girl, but sometimes I got that perfection syndrome thing where I'm like, everything gotta be perfect before I make this move, and that's never gonna come. Like, and so I was kind of like, I'm ready to do this, but is she ready to do this, and are we ready to do this together, type of thing. And
did y'all have that conversation?
I have had multiple conversations with her about it, and it was more, we both was kind of like lukewarm, because I think we both was trying to figure out, we was both trying to find reassurance in each other instead of being sure ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And so it's kind of, man, I'm a just be real, man. I had a lot of time to reflect on this, so.
Yeah, no, so a little bit about me that I didn't mention. So I'm a counselor and trainer right now. So I am in process of becoming a licensed therapist. So this is always interesting to me, and I don't get a chance to do it with everybody. But relationships have always been a terrible thing for me. Terrible thing for me. But I also find it very intriguing when people do find difficulties in their relationships. Because you mentioned something I think is very important, I think people need to keep in mind. Reassurance is interesting. It's a very interesting concept. People like to feel assured by something that's not them.
Sir.
To make themselves feel better about something that is about them.
You speaking to me right now, man. You speaking to me.
And I think I want to make it very clear again. I think it is very important that people do get reassurance. I will also admit I have not always been the best at giving reassurance. And I also can admit that I have a window of tolerance when it comes to reassurance. Because I do think there is a belief of excessive reassurance where it doesn't really matter what anybody says, it will never be enough. And that puts that other person in a compromising position. So that typically happens in relationships all the time. And I also think that's one of the reasons of several why relationships fail. Most people do not know why they're in them in the first place. It sounds good in theory. You know, if you have to convince yourself to marry somebody, probably shouldn't marry them. That's just my opinion. And that's also from my own failures. Again, the best therapists are the ones who suck at the topic of conversation. But I think it's true though.
And for me, I feel like it was more of, I was kind of like, okay, I know I wake up and I choose you every day, but do you choose me every day? Because no matter what happened today, tomorrow when I wake up, I'm gonna choose you again. But do you choose me again? And it was always looking for that. But so, you know, sometimes people get in their emotions and they just like, I don't know if I want to do this again.
Yeah.
And then the next day I'm like, well, I'm here. So you still here? And they're like, I don't know. Are you still here? And then it turned into who is still here. And it's like, man, come on.
So
downward
spiral. I could be wrong, but were you the more anxious one? And was she the, because I'm getting anxious and avoidant. Like, I feel like she's the avoider. Yeah.
You got it. You got it. Like, right on the head, man.
Yeah. She sounds like me. But I don't, but I, this is my thing though. With me, at least, I don't think I avoid everything. I think I am always 2 feet in until there's a point. That is when I get uncertain. I get uncertain when my display of things are still causing more questions. for you to. So that's when I get there. Some people, it's just the idea of getting close to somebody. That doesn't scare me. But for most people, the idea of a marriage or a commitment is like, oh, yeah, like, no, that's crazy. Like, it sounds good, but like, oh, he really loved me? Really? Let me go ahead and.
And I think
push that.
That was her thing, man. She was like, okay, you love me. We here. We doing this. And then the question started coming up like, okay, why do you feel like I'm worth this? Or why do you keep doing this? She's trying to find the, where is the I don't know. Where's the trick?
Where's the trick? Where's the logic?
Yeah.
What's the agenda?
What's going on here? Because you can't love me like this. Real. Something is going on. And I'm like, I'm just here. This is what I do. I really feel like this, so I'm gonna keep doing this for you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. That's very common. And I won't say it's just women, but I do think in relationships where men may be more sure of a woman, the woman is the one that's usually hesitant. And I think when a woman's very sure of a man, that is when the man becomes hesitant. It's whoever is the more sure, the other person is usually more hesitant. And then
crazy.
At some point, the cycle switches at some point.
I was just about to say that because it started off the other way because she came in super sure. And I was like, hold up. What's going on here, man? You sure? You don't even know me like that to be this sure about me. And then at some point, it flipped. And now I'm like, man, you were just so sure not too long ago. What happened now? And then.
No, that's a real thing, man. So you're still there. Do you plan on leaving?
Right now, I'm not even gonna lie to you, man. I prayed on this. God got me still here, man. He told me stay here, so I ain't going nowhere till he tell me to go. I'm still here for a reason. Till he tell me it's time for me to go, or whatever. I don't know what he got planned. I'm just going with it right now.
Yeah, usually you find a plan in uncertainty. And I still think it all works out and it all makes sense. It just sucks when it has to happen in a very unconventional way. You know, it always sucks when it's an unconventional way. So I'm trying to think Long Island. I have family in Philly, Philadelphia, and a small area called Coatesville. I've always said if I had enough money where I can live off of it for a year, I would love to do a summer in New York for two reasons. One, and I know this isn't the best area, I want to spend a summer night in Dykeman. It just seems like they're very lit all the time. I know I might have to be empty handed.
I heard about it. I don't know.
I heard,
what I
I
will
heard
tell
Dykeman's
you
lit.
Is it's crazy out there.
I know.
So,
oh, I know. I know that. I know what I'm getting myself into. But I saw a video like 2 years ago and they had is actually probably the most negative thing I've seen. But it was something about it that just really stood out to me. It was just like they all in this one compact area and they're having a great time. But also seriously though, like the state of New York, I always just want to be there, like enjoy the culture, like really gain the language. Like I want to gain the language of what is in New York. I know
I
they talk
think what you want to experience is the city, because all of New York is not like the city and the boroughs. I think that's where you want to go. But the rest of this, like where I live at, it's pretty chill. It's pretty calm. Everybody chill. They still got the New York attitude, of course, but everything is pretty chill. But that city life, I can't do it. They asked me if I would ever live in the city. I mean, I'm from small town South Carolina. The city is just like, my eyes get big out there, man. So it's kind of like, oh, I can't do it. It's overstimulating for me after a certain time.
No, that's real, man. Well, hey, that's I'm definitely more of a city guy. I think it's just, and it probably will be overstimulated after a while, especially because everybody housing over there is stacked up on top of each other. It's like guys are like roaches, $3,000-$5,000 a month apartments for half a square foot. It's pretty insane.
You have no idea, bro.
I'm just trying. You got, hey, I just did it here in Chicago, bro. I live downtown Chicago. I had a 500 square foot apartment, and my rent was $2,000. So I can imagine.
Oh,
Yeah, I can imagine. And I see, and that's not even like, I want to make it clear because, like, when people used to come up and see me, oh, you got this nice apartment downtown. That was stupid.
Yeah.
It was just for the aesthetic. I stayed in that house all the time.
Man, let
That
me tell
was
you.
my fun.
Yeah, let me tell you something. When you in love, you do anything for somebody, man. I'm like, man, you want the nice this, and you want the nice this, you want this many bedrooms, and you want this, and you want. I'm like, all right, man, I'm gonna get you whatever you want. And it was a pretty penny. That's all I'm gonna say,
Hey bro,
man.
I bought hey, I could tell you, man, I had a house with somebody. I moved out in 10 days. Ain't gonna even get into all that. Yeah, no, so that's what I'm saying. Trust me, I understand. I didn't move to another city. But there, yeah, about 3 years ago, man. Yeah. I was with somebody for about 2 years. The dynamic was expanding and we bought a house. I sold my original first house, and yeah, I was out in 10 days, man. Yeah, and they got married 6 months later. So, yeah, Tyler Perry, man, call me.
Oh yeah, man. Tyler Perry need a big. He got about three movies in your life right off the bat,
Nah,
man.
hey, and you know the crazy thing is, man, you learn very quickly. I think the biggest thing I learned in that situation, you can't care what people think.
I'm learning
You
that now.
know. Yeah, you can't care what people think, and who cares at the end of the day? You know, life goes on. And whatever works for people, and you try your best to live with the best intentions, and it all works itself out, man. But yeah, that's when I hear especially guys' stories, where they move to different places, I always try to give them a bit of advice with that. Not because I think that the woman is so untrustworthy. I just know that relationships are just as bad as they are good. And a lot of decisions that we make, life-altering decisions, are usually when things are good. But I don't think guys have the conversation, or people don't have the conversation of what happens if this looks bad. They don't say
Yeah.
nothing. And you said it right, though, man, because you want to make that person happy, right? So, like, I don't have any regrets for the intention of what I did, but if I can go back in time, I wouldn't have did that. I would never do that
See,
again.
for me, I don't feel bad about nothing though. I feel like it was a great experience, to be honest. I think the end just was bad, but the experience I had was super dope. I always wanted to have that family dynamic that I wanted to have that whole thing. So I had fun in it. I was fulfilled. I was happy. It was just when it was bad, it was bad. But when it was good, man, I was loving life. So
Yeah, has
it
that
was
changed
super.
your view on dating? Like, did you give up on love like everybody else?
I actually believe it in more than I did before, to be honest with you. But that's just
Wow.
going through it, man. I've had a journey with God that is crazy, man. So that's why I believe in it more now than I did before.
Wow, man, that's beautiful because most people give up now. So you got a good You got a good outlook on things.
Yeah.
And we should have a good outlook because I still think people need each other. We still need a woman and a woman needs a man. So it just may not be that particular person, you know?
Well, to be honest, I'm still hoping it is that particular person, just between me and you. But we gonna see where God take us. We just gonna see.
Hey man, your mouth to God's ears. Man, well, I mean, that's a real answer, man. And I appreciate you sharing that with me because most guys would have been like, oh, you know, it's what it is, man. You know, things is what it is. We It's what it was. Hope she happy, knowing they don't want her to be happy. They want her to be miserable.
That type, bro. I'm a look. I done learned being vulnerable. Ain't nothing wrong with being vulnerable, man. Ain't nothing wrong with telling how you feel, man. If it look weak to somebody, look, it is what it is, man. That's just how I feel. Feel me?
Yeah, when did you accept that philosophy?
And when I got in this relationship, because before I got in this relationship, man, I was that dude. Like, man, I don't care. She could do whatever she want to do, knowing if you see that, as soon as you see that picture on social media, your heart broke, man. You got a broken heart. You cried. You
Hey,
hurt.
hey, break your heart, man. That's why, yeah. Social media a little tricky. I've learned, man. You don't follow people you seeing. Again, when it's good, it's good, and when it's bad, that's the last thing you want to see, man. So, I mean, it saves you. It saves you a lot of long nights.
Dope, man.
Yeah, no, man. Okay, so I do have a final question for you, man, because you've shared a lot. For what does it mean to be human to you?
Whew.
That's a good
deep
one.
Question.
Yeah.
To be human, well, you know, I'm a man of faith, so I'm gonna go the biblical route, and
please
I'm gonna
do.
Go giving love, giving compassion, giving grace. But of course that main thing gotta be love, and not being judgmental, and realizing that life is more than just having to protect yourself or trying to protect yourself from every and everybody in this world. Because once you open yourself, it's scary to open yourself up to those things, but it's always worth it, man. It's always gonna be worth it. And as long as you got God rocking with you, man, can't nothing really hurt you too bad, man.
Man,
So,
that's an answer right there.
Sir.
That's a good answer right there. So where? Yeah, he is, and I love it. Where can people find you on social media?
So IG is at @Carolina_Dreaming_34. Threads is the same thing. My Facebook is Caden Smalls, and then that's everything that y'all need to know that I'm on right now. Yeah.
He said that's it. You ain't getting nothing else.
Yeah,
but hey,
everything else.
That's
Right.
I appreciate you, man. Seriously, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man.
Hey,
keep
you
doing
know,
what
just
you do, brother, because you do it, man. You got good energy. You can do this for real. You can do it big time for real if that's what you're trying to do.
It is. And I, you know, the funny part is, right after I get off this interview, my energy shifts.
Trust me, I
it
know
go
how
it, it go it goes it goes straight down. I try to put as much as I can into this, because I just want the person who's on to feel welcome, man. You know, it's, I mean, at least what you can do is it's for you. You know, this is just me being a part of the conversation, being a part of the journey, and having a 45-minute to an hour conversation with somebody I've never met before, and learning something new about them, and hopefully learn something about me. And generally, man, I really hope that you continue to strive for what you're looking for as far as the music, man. I know that you may feel like you're late because of age and all these other crazy things, man, but I'm not the guy to say that. Unless you're a rapper. Now, if you was like a 40-year-old rapper, I would have been like, I love that you're doing this. I don't know if you're going to go on tour with anybody. But producing is one of those things where it's timeless, man. You don't, there is no age with that. You just involve with the music and put it out and trust whatever it is that comes with it, man. Because, again, we're here for a limited amount of time. As the saying goes, or the Bible verse goes, was it, no man shall know the day or the hour?
Absolutely.
I know that applies to God, but I also think that applies to life. We have no idea. And so while we're here, we need to do all we can, well, what we can, to really make our life fulfilling, man. So I appreciate that. And I appreciate you all. For those who are listening, make sure to check out his music. You got an album or something coming out soon? I'm sure you
do. Man, that's one of my goals, man. I wrote down that goal, said I'm about to drop some music and very, very soon. So y'all be on the lookout for that, man.
So he has an album dropping soon, like I said. It's dropping soon. It's going to be great. And hopefully, man, this is the beginning of a lot. So I don't know if this is your first podcast, but hopefully this is your first of many.
This is my very first podcast, man. And hopefully we get to talk again when your platform bigger, both of us bigger. where we want to
It'd be
be at, man.
it'll be like the Spider-Man meme. Look at
For
you. Look at
sure,
me.
man. For sure,
Yeah,
brother.
yeah, yeah. So no, I appreciate everybody for tuning in, man. Until next time, peace.